Unless the infant progresses beyond splitting, there will be long-term serious difficulties in reality testing, since people, including the mother, are mixtures of both good and bad. Second, the infant has created an internalized world with a bad mother, and probably of other people as well, from whom he or she fears attack and retaliation, which creates a kind of immature paranoia in the infant's mind. Under developmental conditions with a reasonably good mother, the infant's cognitive capacities mature, resulting in an integrated and realistic perception of the mother and others. That is, the infant grows and develops. As it grows and develops mentally, he or she comes to understand the good mother and the bad mother are the same person. For our purposes, exactly when this occurs, at the end of 9 months or at the end of 29 months, does not really matter. And we don't care especially whether it happens suddenly or slowly. We need only keep in mind that understanding a given person as a mixture or integration of both good and bad, of both good and bad properties, is a developmental accomplishment. The psychological cost or consequence of the integration comes from putting together two conflicting representations of the mother. This causes, they postulate, a depressive and remorseful response in the infant. The infant now recognizes that the mother that it was angry at and presumably hated was the same as the wonderful good mother. This causes sadness or remorse as a kind of primitive or proto-guilt. This negative feeling motivates a desire for reparation in order to repair the relationship with the mother. This reparation is presumed to take place in unconscious fantasy, but might show in the child's patting the mother and seeking her out. However, if the early experience of aggression and deprivation are too intense, the child may never bring good and bad experiences of the mother together into an integrated whole. And the result will be psychopathology and a continual adult reliance on splitting. As a more or less permanent aspect of personality, this splitting response is found in seriously disturbed individuals and is fortunately uncommon. Borderline personality disorder is sometimes understood as involving this. Now, how do these psychologists know about this splitting business in the minds of 1 to 2 year old children? Young children don't talk this way, usually don't talk much at all.